This podcast is brought to you by Touch a Life.
Hello, listeners. I am Jayashree, and I welcome you to another brand new episode on self-awareness and emotional well-being with Anukrishna from Ask Aware Living. For our first-time listeners, Anukrishna is a mind coach, master of mindful awareness teachings, expert counselor, and a perpetual student of human awareness. She's a vibrant soul with deep compassion and commitment towards human well-being and upliftment through self-awareness. We are talking about a very, very important concept today, and that is something which a lot of people really, really struggle with, and we need a lot of advice on this particular area. No matter how many times we hear people talk about it, no matter how many articles we read, no matter how much of YouTube knowledge we gain, this is still an area where we need more and more advice. And the reason I'm saying advice is because as long as you do not become aware about this particular concept within your own mind, advices is all we will need. So today we are going to break that cycle here and try to understand how we can realize about this ourselves and how we can create this awareness among ourselves and benefit from this wonderful balance. So when I say balance, most of you might have already got it about what I'm trying to say. So this is the balance between entrepreneurship and personal life. You could call work and personal life. Because we're talking about entrepreneurship, we have taken entrepreneurship and personal life. Either way, it is the same. A lot of us really juggle between both. So this is what we are going to talk about. So thank you so much, Anukrishna, for joining us today as well about this beautiful topic.
Hi, Jayashree. Thank you so much for choosing this topic. I'm sure everybody would agree that there's a very important point to understand, like how to create a balance between the work that we do and beyond work, the life that we have, right? So when we say life, it's normally considered as personal life. That's why it's, the term is work and life. But we also have a life in our work as well, what we do. And that also has an impact on our life, and even what we do in our personal life also has an impact on the work. So it is completely interconnected, and it is very difficult to draw a line between these two. Like only 8 hours I'll think about my work, and after that I'll not think about it. It is difficult for a person who is working in a 9-to-5 job. So imagine, is it even possible to think about an entrepreneur who has put all the passion, like all their interests, dreams, everything is what they are doing. So if you ask them to forget about the work after the work time is over, it's impossible for them, right? But now here when we say work-life balance, we are not talking about the physically how we are being present there or being present at home. But we are talking everything from the point of mindset, right? How are we understanding this? How are we able to create that kind of a well-being in our mind, a wholesome well-being, I would say. So that is a approach we are going to have for this topic. And yes, all our topics have been from the point of understanding our own mind and identifying how our emotions impact us. Like we never talk about the skill part. So even creating this wholesome balance is also going to be approached from the thought level only.
Absolutely, Anu, absolutely. So my first question to you today, after understanding why we have chosen this topic, how does entrepreneurship impact our personal relationships?
See, when a person becomes an entrepreneur, right, it's all about putting their dreams into reality. That is what they do, right? They have an idea, they have, create a complete plan, strategy, and they want to bring it into real, from the drawing board to real. So when they're doing it, like they have to give extra effort, extra time, extra investment also than somebody who is working on a job that has a fixed time, right? Monday to Friday you work, weekends you get an off, or one day you get an off, or you can take a break or holidays for vacation, for taking care of the family. So somehow that you can find time from the work, and then you have dedicated time for your personal life there. But for an entrepreneur, 24/7, they think only about their project, right? I would say their passion. That's what they are always in, right? Because they are the boss of this organization. So they have to be there. Any challenge occurs, they have to be there. They have to handle it. So this takes away a lot of their time and energy also. So obviously, a major complaint, and I have worked with many entrepreneurs, and they say, like, my family says I don't give enough time for them. This is one. And the second is, they themselves say, I don't find enough time to take care of my health. I go into stress since I am dealing with so many things. I have to handle my stress. I go into overthinking. There are financial constraints or people challenges, like employee challenges or client side challenges. So everything takes a big toll on me. But unfortunately, since my organization is in a beginning stage or in a growing stage, I'm not able to take out that time to just recuperate or rewind, reset myself. So when you're not refueling yourself, how will you again go back the next day and focus on work and face all those challenges? So this becomes a major difficulty for entrepreneurs. So let's see how we can give them a few strategies which they can apply, they can implement it in their life, and so that they can maintain the harmony without burning out. Because once you feel you're burnt out or you're mentally exhausted, you will lose interest in whatever you're doing. Then it becomes like a task, like, I have a company, I have a business, I have to go. So then you're slowly drifting away from your dream, right? So how do we create that, how do we keep that passion always on? That's what we are going to discuss today.
Absolutely. That is very wonderfully said. And as you mentioned rightly, that it's important for us to also know the strategies that we can implement to maintain a perfect balance between your work and your personal life. So could you please share them, Anu?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing is, like, one has to realize the importance of what they are doing, and also knowing why do they want to do, right? So if you realize that you're doing something because you love doing it, right, then it is no more a job for you, right? So everything that you do in your life is aligned towards this. It is, there is a beautiful synchronization that is happening between the work and the life that you're having. They both become one. There is no line that has to be drawn or a balance that has to be maintained. So you have to be really aware why you are doing what you're doing. Just don't go by, just because somebody is doing a business, I have to do. Or just because I have an idea, I'm doing a business. If you want to start something, think clearly. Is it really something that you will give your 100%? So that tomorrow there won't be a complaint that my work is taking away most of my time. So if you do what you're loving and you love what you're doing, there's a saying, right? So this is no more a task or a job for you. This becomes a part of your life, right? Having said that, how do we approach this? What are the strategies we can implement it? We definitely have to plan our time. It's not just for entrepreneurs. Everybody, you, me, we all have a very limited time that is available, right? In a day or throughout our life also. The time is one element which is very limited in supply, right? So when we understand this importance of the time that we have in our hand, right? So within this time, you have to give for your work also and for other things also. So you have to plan and schedule your day. So this should be done every day for the entire week or for the entire month, whatever is possible. So plan your day, which will help you create a discipline in you. Otherwise, what happens, like, you wake up and then you think about, what am I going to do today? And in that itself, your time is lost. And you're always on the mode of firefighting. So whichever comes up, you do that. And then you see half of your day is gone. because you didn't have a plan in your hand. A schedule was not there. But if you know the previous day itself, tomorrow these are the things that I have to address first, second, third, and this is how I'm going to break my day, then you will stick to it. That's more important, right? When you have the schedule in your hand, when you look at it, automatically you will also remind yourself, this I have to finish within this timeline. Imagine when there is no timeline, will we ever think about completing the task? If somebody says you do it whenever you feel like, or complete it whenever you feel like, you will take the entire lifetime. But you put a deadline for yourself. So within this hour, I should have finished this task. So that job is done, the task is done. And also you're not firefighting. When you're doing in this way, you will give your best. Because this is the only task that you're focused on. Right? Nothing else is in your mind. The chances of you being more efficient and more effective increases if you have a proper planning in your hand. Right? And the next comes prioritizing. How do you prioritize? So planning and prioritizing is very important if you want to get all your tasks done so that you don't firefight at the last moment. It is urgent and important, but you don't have time to complete. So imagine the kind of shabby work people will do. I think this will take us back to the school days, right? When we had the entire year to prepare, study well and prepare for the exams. Most of us were studying a week before the exams. And the parents and teachers have definitely told us, what were you doing all this time? So, as a child, we always thought the entire year is there. Annual exams are not now. It happens in March or April. So, I'll study then. Because we didn't have a schedule. We didn't have a deadline. We didn't have a timeline. We didn't know how to prioritize. So, at the last moment, we were literally breaking our head to remember all those formulas and all those years and whatnot. So that shows in the result also. So similarly, if we don't prioritize which task I have to complete first today, so at the end of the day, we will see that the most important task was not done. That's definitely a major challenge, isn't it? And when we prioritizing, we can also see that the task that doesn't need our presence, right, that I don't have to do it, I can delegate this, somebody else can do it. So we will also see that we have delegated some of our tasks which are not very which are not very important, or the entrepreneur doesn't have to deal with it. So this way, when we prioritize and delegate, it makes the work smarter. So we'll call it a smart work and not hard work, isn't it? So these two are very important, planning and prioritizing. And the next comes, like, when you're giving enough time for your work, also schedule some personal time. So make sure in a day you have blocked out certain time for yourself. So when I say personal time, it's a me time. It's not the family time, right? It's a me time. And also when I say me time, it's not the time where you meditate or work out or take care of your health. No. The me time is about you. How you connect with your mind. That is the me time I'm talking about. Right? Take some time every day. Like in the morning, early morning, when the mind is fresh, you can use that time. Go deeper into yourself. Ask very powerful questions to yourself. Get the mind into the practice of thinking. Thinking, like, when you ask questions, the mind will think faster. Otherwise, the mind just stays there. So questions are a very powerful tool to make the mind work effectively. So ask some questions to yourself. Analyze what happened the previous day, how you handle certain situations. Ask yourself if you can handle those situations in a different way today. What went well and what did not go well? So what can you learn from there? How you can implement that learnings the next day? What are the areas you need to take charge? So these are the questions that you have to ask yourself during this me time. That's what I mean when I say schedule a personal time for you. So when you do this, what are you doing? You're analyzing yourself. So when you analyze yourself, you will come up with more questions, which again will lead to more clarity. This clarity will help you to rise above, create better perspectives about situations, will help you to learn more about yourself and others and it will make you feel refreshed in your mind and also feel kind of rejuvenated. So you are ready for the day. Otherwise, imagine if you don't have this me time. Imagine this me time is not there. You sleep with the previous day's challenges and you wake up thinking about the previous day's challenges, and there is always some kind of a worry or a stress or an anxiety continuously going in your mind, which is again nothing but overthinking all put together, right? So with this overthinking, a mind that is completely caught up in a set of lower emotions, what is the percentage of your efficiency when you go to your office? How are you going to handle the new challenges for that day? You have not sorted the previous day's challenges yet, not physically, but mentally. So your mind is not so strong now, impacted by the previous day's challenges. So when a new challenge comes, how will you handle it in the mind level? Will you be ready to think? So an entrepreneur has to realize this. I have to work on my mind on an everyday basis. So working is not just closing your eyes and sitting in a place and trying to focus. No, ask questions to yourself, analyze yourself, and go deeper to have a wider perspective of things. Take the learnings and use those learnings to become better the next day. So this way you feel refreshed and rejuvenated also. And then once you have done this, though in the previous point we spoke about prioritizing tasks, right? You have limited time, right? So how do we become time sensitive, become sensitive towards time? Most of the challenges happen when we believe this. We have been told to believe that we have time, right? I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it later, because we think that we have a lot of time in our hand. But when we realize the value of my time, what is this value? Like if you have something which is very limited in supply, for example, water during summer, we realize the value of water during summer, right? When we don't get water, all the lakes and rivers have dried up, there is no water supply. So how well we use it, right? We the wastage is completely cut off. We use it only for important things, and we are very sensitive towards using water, right? So similarly, when we understand how valuable the time is because it is in very limited supply, I'm not having an entire kind of next 100 years I don't have with me, right? And this day is also very limited to 24 hours. So when I understand this value, it will help me to plan and schedule my day so well, so that I am not stuck in managing tasks. Otherwise, I'm just keep on managing tasks one after the other, which actually doesn't need the entrepreneur's presence itself. And this will lead them to fail to meet the deadlines and commitments. So let it be business commitments or personal commitments. Like when you don't plan your day, you're stuck in the office. So what happens? You're not able to give enough time to your family. If you don't plan your day at home, you will not be able to be at your office. So everything becomes a mess. An entrepreneur has to be really sensitive towards time if they really want to become successful and grow in whatever they are doing. When they are planning all this and they're doing this prioritization and everything, they have to also ensure that they communicate what they think, how they feel to their friends and family members and colleagues as well, so that you are not giving an overcommitment, right? And at the last minute you say, I can't do it. See, certain things you won't have in your hand, right? It happens at the last minute. But things that are in your control, you have to clearly communicate with the people around you, so that they know, okay, this is the schedule, or this is the plan, these are the timings that he or she is available, and this is when I can get that time. So this clear communication can help to reduce the stress everywhere. And having said that, how about taking breaks for personal self, right? In a regular day, like morning till evening, take some break for yourself. Like 1 hour if you have involved in a task, take a few minutes break, take a walk, do a little deep breathing, so that your body is rested, your mind is calm now. So you've prepared yourself to handle the next thing. Otherwise, you at one point you will feel very exhausted. or you feel like burnt out, like, oh my God, what is happening? My mind, my head is breaking. So it's better to take regular breaks in a day so that you can boost your productivity and you can focus better also. And now comes self-care. So yes, as the saying goes, when your body is not fit, right, it is a tool that we have, our body, whatever we want to do. When the tool is not good enough, how will you do the task, right? So if this body is a tool through which whatever we want to do, we can do, right? So if this body is sick or unhealthy, or we are not able to take care of it, it is going to impact the task that we want to do, right? So taking care of your body, your health is very, very important. Don't ignore that. You cannot say that I'll do it later. As we saw in the previous points here, the time you have is very limited, right? You don't know. So why not take some time in a day to take care of this body? Make it a practice. Bring that discipline in you, right? So planning and prioritizing will help you, in including your physical fitness also, you know, making it regular in your life. So this is very important. Whichever activities will help you to, you know, keep yourself, keep your body healthy and fit, do it. Also ensure that you eat healthy food, which is not causing any kind of physical harm, and or ensure that you don't get into habits, right? Because one of the major reasons people give for habits is I'm stressed, isn't it? So work on the stress so that you don't get into the habit, right? Because any habit, there is no good and bad habit. Any habit that you stick to, it's only going to take away your awareness. It's become auto now. You don't have a reason for why you are doing it. Like, we don't want to be on an auto mode, isn't it? We are not robots. We are humans. We have a mind that can think. So work on the stress so that you don't get into this habits, or later it becomes a dependency or an addiction, which again is going to impact realizing your passion, the dream which you wanted to achieve, right? And once you take care of your health, now you're physically fit, and now how to achieve those goals. So if you want to achieve your goals, you need to have them very clear. You cannot have confused goals, right? Then you have not yet decided your goals. It is just a thought. So keep clear personal and professional goals. This is what I want to achieve in personal life and professional life. So once you have your goals, so this will help you to focus on the path now, keep you on the path so that you don't get deviated here and there. And these goals have to be SMART goals, right? They have to be measurable. They are defined. They are, they have a specific timeline. And you also have resources to achieve those goals. And once you set these goals, now break it into smaller goals. Okay, break it into, you have a goal for a year. Say after 11 months, you review the goals. You may find that you have not achieved what you had planned before, because you didn't break it into achievable goals. So have a bigger goal, break it into smaller goals. Say, for example, for a month, for a week, for a day. To achieve that bigger goal, what do I have to do today? That is more important. You have to know that as an entrepreneur. Otherwise, at the end of the year, you will be in stress and you will start feeling that I haven't achieved anything. So we don't want that, right? So break it into smaller everyday goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, 2 months, 6 months. So after specific time, review that. Review what you have achieved, what is yet to be achieved. So sometimes if you see, you fix a goal and after you start working towards them, you identify this is definitely not going to happen, or this is not what you wanted. So now be ready to also align them. Align those goals as per your present situation, because you cannot have rigid goals. Because when something which is not achievable, why to keep it as a goal itself, right? So always review and align your goals as per your present situation. So this will help you to stay on the path, right? You're also motivated. You're also happy that you're achieving those milestones. That will give you more energy to give your best, right? You're also happy. Then I'm sure if you are happy, people around you are also happy. This is definitely going to maintain that amazing balance. And when there are some tasks, right, which doesn't need your presence, as we spoke before, don't be afraid to delegate the task that doesn't require your time. So which needs you, do that. The other things, you let it be your professional life or a personal life also. Don't hesitate to ask for support, ask for help, and even delegating. It will give you the space to focus on other things that requires your attention primarily. And also, you should know when to say no and how to say no, isn't it? So things that doesn't fit your priorities. What is your priority for you? If somebody gives you a task that it doesn't fit your priority also, and it is not that important, so you have to learn to say no. It is very important. Right? Focus on what is truly important to you. It is impossible to achieve your dreams when you are unhappy, isn't it? So these are some strategies which an entrepreneur can implement if they want to maintain that balance between their personal life and the professional life. I would say a balance in your life. So let's remove the line itself, which is drawn between personal and professional. Let's make it as one life. So if I have to look at my life this way, I need to have a better clarity of my emotions, because every single situation is going to influence certain emotions in me, and my mind is going to think based on these emotions only, right? Let it be happiness or you're unhappy. These are emotions. And when you are in an unhappy state, it is going to create certain set of thoughts which are going to come out as a behavior, and this behavior is going to impact your personal and professional life, right? So it becomes very important that you learn more about your mind, understand your emotions. So the reactions when you have, right, the reactions that are created because of situations, that will lead to decisions that may not be favorable to you, or something you may regret later. Right? So that is why thinking with clarity without the emotions becomes very important. So when you are doing this, when you are operating out of awareness, operating out of clarity, the need to balance itself will fade away, and you will know what to do at which time. So the prioritization is already happening in your mind. So it's become a part of you. Right? The need to balance fades away. You are always balanced. So that is where one can start with.
Wonderfully explained, Anu. Very beautiful. I really appreciate the depth you have taken here with each and every pointer, because they're really important for us to know, become aware about them, and realize it within our own selves and practice. So beautifully explained. Thank you so much for your wonderful time today as well, Anu.
Thank you so much, Jayashree. Since we are continuously discussing about entrepreneurship and their emotional well-being, this is a very important topic, having that balance. Because as we started this discussion, as I said before, when this feeling of burnt out and mental exhaustion sets in, they lose interest in what they are doing. So all your dreams, all your passions are just gone for a toss, just because we are unable to handle some thoughts and emotions. But trust me, handling those thoughts and emotions are possible. It's very much doable once we get the clarity. And nothing can stop you after that, right?
Definitely. Very, very beautifully said. Thank you so much, Anu, for your wonderful time today as well. I hope our listeners have gotten the most out of this discussion today. So to all our wonderful listeners out there, that was Anu Krishna for you all today. And stay tuned with us for more such informative and insightful shows to help you get your daily dose of positivity. You are listening to Tal Radio, powered by Touch a Life Foundation. This is your joyful Jayashree signing off for today. Stay tuned and stay positive.
You have just listened to Tal Radio podcast. For more podcasts, visit www.touchalife.org.